Thank you, Madam Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. As we proceed to the last substantive agenda item, please allow me to first and foremost thank the members of this executive committee for the confidence placed in me to discharge the role of rapporteur over the past year. I wish my dear colleague, my dear friend Lisa Advani of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, every success, and you'll need it in the next XCOM as rapporteur. I cannot have been more sure you make the best candidate for this, and congratulations. A special words of thanks also goes to the colleagues in the Executive Committee Secretariat and in the Division of International Protection, and your very beautiful and kind team that has helped me through this work. International Protection starts with Reuven and then through the very powerful ladies that I was blessed to work with for their outstanding support and engagement during our meetings. It has been a privilege collaborating with you and witnessing firsthand the many hours of work behind the scenes to ensure the committee can function in a substantive, efficient, and effective manner, and indeed produce concrete results that have an impact on the ground. Please allow me now to briefly introduce the draft report of this session. This is a procedure report, so I hope there's no vote. Sections 1 and 2 provide an overview of our plenary session over the last 4 days. Section 1 contains a paragraph on the election of XCOM Bureau officers for the 76th session, which indeed will be amended to reflect the names of the new officers who will take office tomorrow. Section 3 contains the conclusion on international protection, this year on the theme of durable solutions and complementary pathways. It also contains the decisions adopted by the committee during the plenary session. With respect to the conclusion on international protection, I would like to highlight that this is the result of intense work, commitment, exchange between delegations, but most constructive dialogue. I wish to acknowledge the efforts of all my dear colleagues across regions and the spirit of compromise in which you engaged, which allowed for the adoption of the conclusion by consensus. And now more than ever, we shouldn't take consensus for granted. This does not mean that we do not have a diversity of perspectives, priorities, and points of view. But what is important is that we negotiated the conclusion based on our common desire to do what is best for refugees and other persons of concern to the UNHCR and for host countries and their communities. This is how multilateralism, colleagues, wins. Regarding the decisions which have been adopted during the plenary session, the report contains 1, the decision on the 2025 budget, 2, the decision on the program of work of the Standing Committee in 2025, 3, the decision on observer participation, 4, the decision on the provisional agenda for the 76th plenary session of the Executive Committee, 5, the decision on the participation of intergovernmental organizations in private meetings of the Executive Committee. 6, decisions on simultaneous distribution of documents for the plenary session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Program. Once this report is adopted, it will become an addendum to the High Commissioner's annual report to the General Assembly, which will be considered by the Third Committee in early November. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much.